Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts, here at boygob.com. Trying to do this quick before the people come into the chat. Productions THC.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so yeah, we're not having the show again today because stuff's happening in Spider-Man and shit. So
yeah, no one's coming. All right, let's just do it. Oh, someone did as soon as I fucked that up. All right. Let's just do it, Joe.
Let's just do this.
Hey, how was your week?
We are live. Shit, I can't even spell.
Or speak.
No. My week has just been a fucking week. I had one day out of that whole week that was fairly interesting, that I got to step out for a little while and do a few things, you know, go to some seedy places, and
holy yeah. Shit.
Yeah, so the rest of the week was just, fuck, it feels like I got spider webs on my face or something. Fucking Spider-Man's. I don't know. It just sucked, man. The whole week sucked aside from that.
Why did the week suck?
I don't know. I think it's me. It's me that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just in a weird mood right now. I'm in a funk, like I'm not enthusiastic about work. I'm not enthusiastic about anything. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So for now, just drinking some water, because when I get in these moods, it's best that I not drink. So that's control right there. but yeah, other than that, I guess the week was fine because I'm still here. You know, the building didn't burn down. My wife didn't leave me. The dog didn't die. You know, it's like, things are good, I guess, but I don't know that. I don't know. How was your week, Tom?
It was all right, but I'm just wondering if there was any hail damage to the rental car.
There was not. So this
Thank
big
fuck.
Storm yesterday, we were anticipating. See, this is a new week, you know. Sunday starts the new week. So we were anticipating a big storm, which Lisa's always on top of that. You know, she's like, if there's a big storm coming, she knows, and she's ready for it. And as soon as she sees that tornado action on her phone, she starts to freak out.
Tornado action.
Yeah. So we put all the Halloween decorations that we had in the yard, not all of them, but most of them, anything that would fly away, we put back in the garage. And we're just prepared, you know, had candles out and shit. For the lights were flickering for a little bit, but man, this storm, it was here for like 10, 15 minutes. And yeah, the wind was blowing like a motherfucker. And the rain, because I went and stood outside to check it out, was cold as shit. But it passed by pretty quick. So, and I guess that's a good thing too, right? You know, I mean, because I did have a rental out in the driveway, and I don't know how they do the hail damage, if the damage coverage that I get for it is paid for or fuck, I don't know. Luckily I don't have to find out.
Are you sure the lights were flickering because of the storm and not ghosts?
Maybe it was ghosts, or maybe I was just fading in and out of existence. I don't fucking know.
It is the season, you know. The season of ghosts.
That's true. And that's why I've been watching nothing but horror movies.
To get into the spooktacular feeling.
Which is actually not true. I haven't, you know, not really.
I mean, right more now, like horrible movies, huh?
That is true. That is fucking true. Terrible horror crap, or just action crap, or just crap. That's all I've been watching. Yeah.
So you said you went to some seedy places, saw some seedy things.
I did. And the first one I went to was this like little town outside of Houston. and on my way there, the GPS took me a different route. I went through a lot of little seedy towns with a bunch of Confederate flags and shit flying. Nice homes. Really nice homes.
You know? Fuck.
I'll say that.
Isn't that unfortunate?
Yeah, they've got ranches and horses and shit out there. Probably racist horses. But yeah, I don't know. It was a weird drive. Very scenic. Yeah, you'd occasionally see the occasional Confederate flag flying proud.
Flying what, you some bitch?
No, I didn't see any pride flags. But can you imagine if you were, you know, of the pride inclination to have to live in a town like that, you know, a place where it's obviously like you're an undesirable.
Well, how is it, Joe?
I don't know, but I did live in a little shitty town, but it was mainly Mexicans there, but it sucked anyway.
And why was that?
I just didn't like it. It was a bunch of dumb people, fucking ignorance.
Self-hating, I see.
They're having their, think it's next week, or maybe it was this past week, the class reunion. Did I already talk about this? I think
no,
I did.
You didn't.
They're having the class reunion, and you know, a lot of people are telling me, hey, you should go, you should go. It's like, no, like I talked to you still because I fucking liked you. You know, anybody else from there, I have no interest in seeing, talking to, any of that.
Oh, come on, Joe. How many fucking people could be left of the class of 1892? You gotta go.
Hopefully not many. But yeah, I got no interest in going to see any of that shit. Secondly, I didn't even fucking graduate. You know? There, you know, 2 years before, or maybe the senior, I don't remember when. But yeah, it's like,
you know, I got so they didn't actually invite you? You just heard about it?
I didn't get it. Did they send out invitations for those things?
I would think so to people who graduated, because it'd be on file.
Lisa's saying that they don't.
Then how does anybody show up?
Facebook groups.
Oh.
They create a reunion page or whatever.
Yeah, I guess now in today's day and age with the price of stamps and what have you.
Well, fuck, you've sent out invitations. You know what a pain in the ass that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, with the price of stamps and what have you.
Which just went up again for the holidays. So,
and slowed down. Yeah. And they're not delivering to Australia in New Zealand. They let me purchase a $75 fucking shipping label for Australia. And then I got it back like 9 days later in the mail. Said, follow these instructions to get your money back, you fuck. It's suspended.
Which will be like a month before you get that back. Mm-hmm. Padded.
So I'm not shipping to those fucking places right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Know it.
Yeah, David.
I can't.
Is Australia even real?
No, it's not. They got wallabies or some shit out there. I never heard of those bees
before. Fucking Rocco.
At least we got yellow jackets out here. Yeah, so the padded flat rate envelopes, do you use those?
Nah.
Nah, you use boxes.
That's a scam, unless you're just sending bricks to fuck the post office over. It's
a scam. No, that's good for the flat
environment.
Rate envelopes. But the padded flat rate envelopes, you know, I can fit like 3-4 shirts depending on the size. If it's 5X, maybe 2 of them. Maybe. I don't know. I try to roll them in there. But that was like $8. And that's not too bad, especially if you're shipping like from Texas to New York or whatever. That's a pretty good deal. But that jumped up 75 cents, which doesn't seem like a whole lot of money. But if you're mailing like 10 to 12 of those out a day, that shit adds up real fucking quick. But just that 75 cents, you know, it's like, holy fuck, man, that's a big jump. And they say it's going to be a temporary, you know, just through the holidays, this raise is temporary. No, it's not. Because
everybody's sending that Halloween candy out.
Yeah, it's this shit's not going to go away.
Yeah, and I mean, at the beginning of the year, it's going up again regardless. It's not like they're going to keep it. Or maybe they'll just keep it at what it is. But no, it'll probably go the fuck back up, realistically.
Yeah. Like I might have said last week, if you're going to order your gifts, you know, not just through Tom's site or my site, but any site, do that shit now. Don't wait until mid-November or Black Friday, because chances are you're not going to get that shit till January. You know, so if your family's cool with not getting anything under the tree, which I'm cool with that. I don't give a fuck, but...
Because you're Jewish.
Yeah, a lot of people... No, because I'm fucking Mexican. You know? I didn't wake up in the morning like, oh, look at all the stuff Santa brought me like you did, man. That was fucking nuts.
You said, look at all the things Pancho brought me.
Frank?
Pancho Klaus?
Poncharelli's a hero to our people, man.
Not your people.
Chips.
My people. Oh, you're talking about that guy.
That's a whole different thing. Oh, and happy Columbus Day, Tom. I know people are berating the hero of your people.
It's Indigenous People Day.
No, that don't let them take away the accomplishments of an Italian.
No, I know. I did it upright. Fucking my breakfast was linguine marinara.
I believe it.
I had a traditional Columbus Day fucking breakfast, so I did it up.
All right. With peppers?
Rest in peace, big dog. No, it was the morning, so it was sausage.
Ah. You're fucking people.
Links of spicy Italian sausage fresh off the grill.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were sweet peppers on there.
Grown fresh in the garden.
Fuck you. That is one thing I won't do. I want to grow some pumpkins, but I know it's just going to lead to me growing like peppers and tomatoes and shit because it's in my fucking blood. I just, it's like fucking, you've seen Idle Hands, right? Well, it's like me keeping my hand down from stopping to grow fucking like, oh, look, I got 27 different kinds of fucking peppers in there, man.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't feel that inclination when I mow the yard. You know, I don't think, oh, fuck, yeah, I got to start edging, or, yeah, I got to go do the neighbor's yard, or fucking this is the life. Fuck that, man. I'm just ready to stop altogether.
Because you do like naps.
No, I wish I did. Naps seem cool now that I'm getting older, but it seems wasteful to take a nap. But Lisa wanted to grow a pumpkin patch in the front yard, but that's shit's pretty muddy, right?
Why?
Isn't it just mud? Mud and fucking pumpkins come up every once in a while?
Yeah, pumpkin seeds grow mud, you fuck.
Hey, look at the pumpkin patch. It doesn't look all grassy and pretty. It just looks like a few
in the mud. It's a plant. It's grown in the dirt.
It's not a plant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's some kind of squash, or what do they call those things?
It's a squash, but it grows from the vine. It's a vine plant.
The plant, see?
I don't know. We'll get to plants
you
later.
You do know. You got two people telling you it's a plant. Are you thinking of the word vegetable?
No. Although it is a vegetable because it's got seeds, right?
No, that's a fruit.
A fruit. It's a fruit because it's got seeds, you see.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So.
So tell us about your week, Tom.
I got a lot of work done. I got that sculpture done.
Did you?
And yeah, I did. And then I got the prototype done. And then I was just like, all right, here it goes. It's gonna be this, or you could change this and this. And then I got, wow, beautiful. So I saw, great, get this shipped out to you and start making these motherfuckers. So good.
So is it? It's not just a one-off thing for a client. It's like you're doing a bunch of them.
Maybe. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Maybe sometime around Black Friday.
Okay. Whenever that is.
Come on, Joe.
November, right?
Yes. All right. Right before the long December.
Yeah. Whew.
Days go by so fast.
They do.
So yeah, got that done. And then Friday went out on the town, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the kids say still?
I think they do.
Yeah. How about you tell? How about you tell the tale? I did a lot of drinking.
You did. We went to, well, I got to your place, and then Corey pulled up right behind me as I was pulling in. And then your brother-in-law, he pulled up right behind him right as he was pulling in. So, like, everybody got there at the exact same time. So then we said our greetings and then piled into his truck.
And by that time, I already had a couple of those pseudo-sues.
Yeah, you had that. And then you had a vial of some candy.
200 milligrams of THC gummies.
Some gummy bears, yeah.
You just ate those all at once.
Yeah, you did. You did. Well, I don't know if we should be saying that. He probably didn't do anything illicit. Who knows? I don't know. I wasn't watching him. So, yeah, we went over to your brother-in-law's house, your sister's house, hung out there for a little while, and I guess some more substances were passed around. I don't know. And then there was a big, long car that pulled up to take us to our first stop on this night on the town. It was a limousine, as they call them.
Yes, and I was very nervous because the person driving this car that we were going to be in was a woman.
Right.
And I said, oh, no.
Right. Yeah. So we may not even make it out of the block. Right. Yeah, and to add to that, she was some sort of Ukrainian woman.
I was thinking Polish.
Maybe. I think that's the same country, but who knows?
Some Eastern European white.
Right. So from there, we pile in there and, get situated in this odd vehicle.
Not as comfortable as you would think.
No, I can't say I'm a fan of the limousine.
Maybe like standard limousines might be more comfortable, but this one was specifically made for people to get in there and drink.
Yeah.
Like to fit as many people in there as you could and drink. That's what we did.
We did. We went from there. Took the drive from there to downtown Houston to pick up Karen and Jolly.
And then we time traveled to a Fred Williamson movie.
We did. We were in the fucking hood. You know, we stopped by one place, and there was like 5 or 6 people outside, and they got pretty excited when the limousine pulled up in front of their hovel. It's like somebody was coming back from the hood that had made it big, you know, in the rap game, and they were wondering who it was. Nah, it's just some white dude asking for directions.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly the next house over.
And it was. So, I mean,
props. Yeah, I think we brought a lot of heat upon them for bringing that limo. I think that will cause nothing but problems for them in the future.
I was saying props to Jolly for, like, living there, you know, because he's, he's a white dude. You know, there's no mistaking that he's white. And, well, he's probably moved out by now. You're right. You're slumming down here, rich boy, you know, with your limousine.
They call him Dollar Bill now. Oh, shit. Rest in empowerment, guys. Sorry. Hey, at least you had fun.
Yeah. I think. I don't know. It was kind of hard to read them. From there, we piled in yet again. So it's not as roomy a ride as you would think.
But hey, we were drinking all the way.
We were drinking all the way to Flowers Restaurant, which, according to Tom, is the most authentic Mexican restaurant in Houston.
Well, I did read it off their website.
Okay, so that's what they said.
Yes.
Now, inside, it's kind of like your typical Mexican restaurant. Outside, it looks like a sports bar. It's you know, I don't know if you caught the outside of it when we were leaving, but they had like TVs and disco lights and shit going.
I was doing some drinking.
You were. And I think this is at the point where we were kind of losing you. Because you had some tequila something or others, and I don't know what drinks you were having there. But, I mean, I'll give them this. They had Mexicans working. you know, that's any restaurant you go to. You go to a Korean restaurant, in the back, it's going to be Mexicans.
So it was authentic.
In that regard, yeah. And the food was all right. I don't know if you remember. What'd you eat?
I had the enchiladas verdes, but I couldn't finish it because, like, the tastes were just so powerful. And I think it was because I shoved all those gummies in my fucking face. And it just accentuated the taste of everything, like, so much. Like, that wouldn't have been nothing to eat. That's just, like, a regular size thing, but... like, everything was just so amplified and powerful. I was just like, holy shit, this is a bit much. I am fucked up. I drank more from some special watermelon concoction.
Yeah, and that, I don't know, that was like a...
ladies' drink.
Yeah, it's like a melted snow cone or something. That's what we had. I'm not sure what that was.
But I do want to thank you for the dinner. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I was glad to feed a Ukrainian refugee that was driving us around.
Yeah, fucking when we got out of the car, I asked the lady driving. I was, hey, do you want to come in and eat with us? Oh, no, I got to stay with some cars. I was like, oh, just come on and eat with us. Oh, no. Are you want us to bring you something back? Yes, beef fajitas. All right, we'll fucking be back with the most expensive thing on the menu. Thank you.
From there, we went to some seedy bar whose name I don't remember.
Me neither.
And this was the main attraction of the night. This was I mean, they had already let the cat out of the bag before that, where we were going.
Yeah, Jolly ruined it, I guess.
Yeah, Jolly ruined it. And then, like, we were running late, and I guess the promoter was calling, worried about you showing up and how drunk you were going to be and everything. Because we were going to midget wrestling. It was midget wrestling, and you're not a small guy, you know, so I was think he was afraid that you might, you know, be too drunk and fall on one of these poor little things.
Yeah, he was worried and was running around frantically. It is what some might recall or refer to as an outlaw mud show. It was very, very low rent and very, very seedy, and that's not the word, I'm sleazy. It was a greasy operation.
It was a greasy operation in a greasy bar. So it definitely fit the setting. So this was Micromania Midget Wrestling. And they've got four people on their roster.
Five.
Five? Was it five?
That lady.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. She's wearing a mask. I couldn't tell the identity. I didn't want to assume, you know, in this day of pronouns and things like that. So, yeah, two fought each other. Then the other two fought each other. And then there was like a everybody fights each other match.
See, what I didn't realize, because they took me in the back and went over the match to know when the finish was going to be and what I should do. And we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But, I was pretty drunk, so I just wanted to make sure I had it a couple times, and they were already sick of me. Like, oh, fuck, we're going to have to deal with this. The black dude just, like, walked away like, fuck. And I was just like, guys, I just don't want to fuck up your shit. He'll be like, no, you got it. And they walked away, and to myself, I went, So I found out later that one of them was Max Mini from like 90s WWF. He was the midget dude that was supposed to be strapped to Owen Hart when he fell. Hmm. If I knew that beforehand, I would have asked him some very uncomfortable questions because I was severely intoxicated. That is probably good I didn't.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Like you said, you already had 25 cent piss off.
That was going to happen more. Mm-hmm. He's going to get more pissed off through the night.
Yeah. So that was the big surprise for Tom, was that he was going to referee a match. He was going to be a guest referee. And they kept announcing DWM Productions throughout the course of the night, which was pretty cool.
And brought zero sales. But thank you, Corey. I appreciate that, yeah, too. It was a fun time.
It was a cool thing, except, you know, if you had to go take a piss in this bar, which was a pretty big CD bar, you know, and there was a lot of people there. They got one fucking urinal.
That was taped off with a garbage bag. So you had to squeeze through the fucking toilet
door. Yeah, you had to go to the toilet. And brave that fucking mess. It's like, holy shit.
Piss all over the floor. Yeah. You're just splashing around in other people's pee-pee.
After that, it's like, yeah, I think I'll hold it.
Yeah, I went about three, four times.
I think I'll just piss my pants. That seems more sanitary than fucking walking in here.
Yeah, it was... Yikes.
So you got to go in and do your match and tell us a bit about that, because I need to find a cord.
They wanted me to make sure that I checked the black dude's pockets for a chain, because they had a joke they were going to do for that. And I just completely forgot. I walked away just like, check my pocket. God damn it. Check my fucking pocket. And the other guy was like, check his pocket. And I was like, oh shit, that's right. I got a
lollipop.
That's what it was. It was the lollipop girl.
And then he had a little chain in his pocket. And then they did whatever joke that was. So the match starts. They go down for their first count. And I do it normal. Like, oh, you got to get down there quick and do your... And then I think at that time I relaxed them. They were just like, oh, okay, he knows what he's doing. And then after that, I just remember screaming, "Screw! Quit twisting his cock, you fuck! What are you doing?" And then for the finish, they were just like, "This is the finish. Remember, just do 1, 2, 3." I was just like, got it. So they went down for the finish. Rolled the fuck out of the ring. And I was, dude was just like, oh, right.
And that was the, Roman Reigns midget, right?
Shawn Michaels.
There you go.
But yeah, I was pretty drunk. And the guy, he specifically said, hey, Corey, don't let him get too drunk.
Well, you did pretty good because you would, like, drop down every time you were going to count. So you would, like, flop down and boom, boom.
I just got him with that last one, though.
Yeah.
Fucking pricks.
So we watched the rest of the show, which consisted of, you know, your typical wrestling shit. And then their thing is like,
fuck. Like
you can pay $20 to have them, the wrestler of your choice, hit you with a little tray, like one of those little foil type trays.
So yeah, like, and that's what they were going to do to me. If you remember, fucking at the end, the guy was in the ring. Hey, where's Tom from DWN Productions? He told me that. So I went to the other side of the bar, like where you exit, and the security guard was looking at me like, hey, isn't that you? I was like, nope, don't do it. I was having no fucking part of that shit. So yeah, that's where I was when they were looking for me. I was watching everything, and I was just like, nope, not happening.
So I think by this point, we're all pretty drunk. Except for your brother-in-law who doesn't drink, right?
No, I think he had one or two, but that was about it.
Yeah. So, and
I mean, people paying $20 to get hit with shitty objects by midget isn't our scene.
We watched them all do it, though. And you did get that sweet picture with their entire roster.
I did not remember that. I think you or Corey sent me that. I was, by that time, the lights were out.
Well, I remember I thought I took a picture of it, but then all my pictures looked all fuzzy and shit.
Because you were...
Yeah.
And then we went to what I could... The only other time I've been to a strip club, it was for a music video shoot. And... I wouldn't say that place was awesome.
No.
But the place that we went to, holy shit.
Yeah.
That had to be like the worst strip club ever.
This was, like I said, a night of sleaziness and whatever. And I think it was Corey that really wanted to go because we didn't give a shit. We weren't there long at all. I think it's, whoever was smoking just went and smoked a couple of cigarettes and then we were gone. But, yeah, it was not a pleasant place. It gave that bar that we were at a run for its money.
I kept trying to get fucking the whores to give them money to go get us beers. And fucking the one got pissed off, the white one. We should say this was probably the blackest strip club there's ever been. But they had one white girl working there. Hey, fucking, I'm going to give you this money. Can you go and get me the bar and then you can keep the change? You don't have to do anything, but just get me the beers. I'm not a waitress. And then another lady came up, or a working girl, came up. He's like, hey, you take this money and get the beer. It's like, what? I was like, I'll give you this money. Just give me a beer and you keep the rest. You don't have to do anything else. She was like, okay. So she did that and got the beer. And then fucking Mark was just like, hey, you have a lap dance on me, and put down $40. And then yeah. That girl came up and I was like, hey, take this money. You don't have to do anything. Just come back with beers for us and then keep the rest. She never came back, that fucking bitch.
See, I didn't catch that. I thought you just gave her the money and said, here, you seem nice. You know,
do
something nice for yourself or something.
No, I wanted the beers.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why we got out of there so quick, because we had better luck getting beers in the limo.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this did reiterate to me how much I really don't like strip clubs. I don't like...
And I don't even think we've seen anyone naked, even Corey, like drunk, like, oh, this is great, running through the place naked.
No, I don't think so. But yeah,
it's fun to talk about because of like how broken down and cheap fucking low rent this shit was.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was fucking nobody there too.
No, on a Friday night, I would assume that's prime time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all swarming, like, you're not getting any money except that $40 you fucking stole.
Yeah. I got some fives on me and that's it. And I counted the next day. It's like, all right, I have the same amount of fives.
Nice. And two drink tickets.
Yeah. I forgot about the drink tickets. So yeah, then we're back in the limo and fuck it, it's time for me to go to sleep.
Everyone was asleep, so I opened up the door on the highway to see if that would wake anyone up. Oh, driver knew. Rolled down the window to separate. Everything all right back there? Oh yeah, we're good. Thanks.
I thought you couldn't open the doors. I thought they wouldn't open from
the one inside. In all the way in the back did.
Okay.
So, yeah, Ty and Katie, thanks for that. That was a bit much, but I appreciate it. That is very kind of you. Thanks. Love you guys. Joe, that was cool. You showed up and paid for dinner and had a good time. Thank you. Corey, thank you for spending all the money and telling me how much everything cost. So thank you for that. But yeah, it was a fun time. It was definitely a good time. That funny shit to remember.
Yeah. Well, I woke up at the time I planned to, and like I said, I'm just gonna burn out of there. And so I get up. I figure everybody's still asleep, and yeah, I walk by and Corey's passed out on the couch like a little baby, you know. So I got through there, and then I forgot. Like I'm parked between you and Corey. But I got enough room to do that whole fucking Austin Powers thing. It took me a little while, but yeah, I got out of there.
And you were able to get enough sleep? You weren't hungover or anything?
No, I was all right. I was all right. Oh, yeah. I slept well. That bed in your guest room is real comfy. So thanks for letting me crash there.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And, It was fun. It was a shining light in an otherwise dark week.
It was a shining light in an otherwise dark life.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corey didn't get out of there till 11.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. He did more, I think, than he usually did when he was trying with you with those gummy bears.
Yeah, and there was a bunch of booze. I remember some guy coming up to me at the bar because they announced it was a bachelor party or whatever, and he bought us all like some wacky shots. And at the restaurant, there were some wacky shots, and then at the strip bar, they gave me some wacky shot. So I don't know what the fuck all I had to drink that night, but it was a lot of fucking different shit and a lot of beer.
Yeah. And there was also a few pens floating around, too.
A few pens, you say?
Yeah. If that's the right terminology, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, all right, then. Well, did you have time to watch any movies?
I did. You know, it being October, I decided to watch a horror movie. A classic. Candyman.
I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch.
Man, I thought you only had to say it three times. Five times.
Five times.
That's a lot of times to fucking repeat something.
All right. Yeah, so
I don't have to rehash the plot of this. If you haven't seen it by now, I don't know what to tell you. It spawned two sequels, and I liked it. I liked it. Think it's real good. I think Tony Todd is awesome in it. I think is it Virginia Madsen? I think that's her.
Michael Madsen's daughter.
Yeah, Michael Madsen's daughter. She's really, really good in it too.
Playing the last lady ever to be named Helen.
There's some horrific shit. Candyman, not a good guy. He kills a dog. You know?
Is he a guy? Is he a ghost? You'll never know. I don't think they knew either.
He fucking castrates a kid, man. It's like some vicious shit going on here. And then
he cut off his thing or had his thing in his hand.
In the last 15 minutes.
Holding his thing. That was it.
Helen's dead, so they're having Helen's burial. And her husband's there with his mistress. But that's all right, because there's only two other people at the funeral. Until all of Cabrini Green walks up, because they appreciate her sacrifice so much. Yeah, that was real fucking dumb. And then the husband says all the Candyman shit in the mirror, but Candyman doesn't show up. She does, wearing like a real fucking bad prosthetic skull cap. It looks fucking horrible. And goddamn, everything else in the movie looked great. It's like, what, did y'all run out of money here at the end?
When she was crawling out of the fire, that looked not great. And speaking of her crawling out of the fire, if she was carrying that baby like that, and she was crawling out, that baby is dead. It would have been crushed so many fucking times with her weight just on it trying to. That baby was so dead. Dead, dead, dead. Then Candyman's just in the fire feeling it like, ah, I'm a ghost, but this is burning me and shit's falling on me and. Wait, I gotta sleep in an old abandoned parking garage or some shit. Like, what's up with this guy? I don't know. I used to like this movie, Joe. Upon rewatching it, not so much. The white people who Miss Helen hang out with, including herself, fuck those people. I mean, they'd never hang out with me, but I would never hang out with motherfuckers like that. Ever. Those are like some of the worst kinds of white people. They're not yuppies. Maybe they were like that era hipsters, intellectual hipsters or some fucking garbage.
They're still around. Yeah, like the old dude that told her all about the lore, you know, the shit that she didn't know.
Well, let me tell you.
He'd written the paper on it. But yeah, I still like it. I think the music is fucking badass.
Can you whistle it?
No, I don't know how to whistle.
Why?
I don't know how to whistle. I never learned how to whistle.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how, but you can watch that movie and, you know.
Yeah.
It's not something I'll repeat here.
But just so those of you know that haven't read the novella, it's not even a novella. It's a short story, like 16 pages maybe. Candyman is white in the story. So eventually,
I thought he was yellow.
They're going to do a role reverse. Or what do they call that?
Jaundice.
The race of everybody from movies and stories and all that.
Swapping.
I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, eventually we're going to see a white Candyman.
I hope not.
Nah, it'll never happen.
I think there would be an outrage.
There would
mostly white people. Yeah, would Tony Todd's barely in this one.
He is. He's not in it a whole lot. So a lot of the movie, they're just talking about him. But when he is in there, I thought he did a really good job. He makes a good presence.
Like a ghost?
Maybe.
Got him. I watched Aliens. Wait, Monster? No. What was it? I just fucking kind of wrote notes down. It's based off a fucking other property. I want to say Monsters vs. Aliens, colon, Mutant Pumpkins.
The cartoon?
Yeah. Is there a, like a movie called Monsters vs. Aliens?
Yeah, that it was like a CGI animated type
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
I never saw it.
It looked okay.
It's probably not. It's that, but it's like a Halloween special. It was a short. I don't know what the fuck it was released on. Netflix had it. I was looking for something and couldn't find it, so I just typed in Halloween, and then a picture of a pumpkin came up. It's like, all right, well, if you want me to watch something, it's pretty much all you got to do. So I went to that, clicked on it, and it was all right.
Should have typed in Halloween.
I don't have the Hulu, so...
You're not missing anything.
Well, we'll get to that, I'm sure. But, yeah, it has a lot of good Halloween imagery in it. The story's whatever, but there's a lot of cool Halloween imagery and some monster stuff. So, if that sounds anything to you... Check it out. It's like 20 minutes or something if you just want something Halloween on in the background. Because, you know, I don't know if there's Halloween specials or stuff like that anymore, but
I don't know.
I'll probably never watch it again. But they made a sequel to it called Monsters vs. Aliens, Night of the Living Dead Carrots or Night of the Zombie Carrots or something. Just watch the other one. All on Netflix. And then there was some Shrek Halloween specials attached that I had no interest in.
Nah, that sounds dumb. I watched Zatoichi from 1989. It's like, as I've talked about before, I've got that Criterion box set of the Zatoichi movies. All 25 of them. Well, this is the 26th movie that's not in that fucking box set that he did 15 years after he had quit doing the TV show, which is also not in that box set. But that's okay. That's a TV show. You know, I'll forgive him for that one. But this movie should have been in the fucking box set. You know, this is him as an older man reprising that role and pretty much doing all the same shit he's done in all the other 25 movies, but it's pretty good. If you're a fan of the movies, you'll dig it. If you've never seen any of the other movies, you might dig this on its own. You don't need to go in knowing anything other than this guy's, he's just a blind badass, you know, like Daredevil with a sword,
sword.
He doesn't swing around with a billy club rope or anything, but
I call him a billy row.
But the story is a little confusing. I don't know if the translations on the subtitles were fucked up or whatever, but there's parts of the movie where it's like, what the fuck are they doing? I don't know, but I dug it, and you other Zatoichi fans will too.
They've probably seen it, though, because it was just like, oh, shit, it's a new one. Got to check this out.
Right. Well, they've did some other ones where this other guy played Zatoichi, and then there's one where a chick played Zatoichi. Haven't seen either of those.
Fucking pricks.
Mm-hmm.
Better not do it to Hellraiser.
Oh, that'll never happen.
So on Netflix, I was looking for New Day Escape the Undertaker. However, that wasn't coming out till the next day. So that's why I watched that Monsters vs. Aliens shit since I was already there. And then I watched New Day Escape the Undertaker. This was billed as an interactive movie. Thank fuck it wasn't a movie, but a short film. It was a good 30 minutes, and it wasn't good 30 minutes. It was 30 minutes, and then you were out of there. And at the option, they give you they say, you want to go back and see all the stuff you didn't see? Nope! This was... New Day's there, they can't act. Undertaker's there, he really can't act. The fight at the end, it really isn't wrestling. The only wrestling is here is maybe clips they show in. Joe, you know when you have those movies where people are in a house and then there's a guy in a control room with a bunch of TVs in front of him?
Yeah.
And he's keeping an eye on everybody, watching what's going on in this room with all these computers and TVs. When you think of a guy like that, you think of, yeah, let's get the Undertaker to play him. Right?
Yeah.
Mm.
He's going to play Arcade in the next X-Men movie.
He might have played it in this, Joe. This was not good. Not even is like a laugh at it type of thing. Not good at all. Not even for children, I don't think. I haven't watched Raw or SmackDown in a very long time, but if this is the direction shit's going in, I don't know what to tell you. I hear AEW's gaining ground and shit, and maybe that'll give WWE a little run for their money, a little kick in the dick to say, hey, can you make stuff better? Because I don't know about you, but there's fucking nobody on AEW that makes me want to fucking watch that shit.
Nah, so, I see everybody talking about it, but I could really give a shit at this point.
Yeah. I'm cool, dog. I'll just watch these interactive short films on Netflix. I guess it reminded me a lot of the cinematic matches they were doing last year during the beginning of the pandemic or what have you.
Yeah.
Not for me, man. Not for me. And I don't think it's for many people.
No, I don't think so.
I think it was for... whoever wanted to do that and thought it was a good idea. God damn it, it's my money. I'll do what I want. Okay, Vince. Guy, whoever. Not good. No, sir.
Well, I kept rolling by watching the 2013 version of Carrie.
Mm.
Now, I'm not a fan of the original Carrie. I don't really care for that movie at all. This is pretty much, it starts out, it's just pretty much just a remake, you know, just a modern time, you know, they got cell phones and when they're like Carrie's having her period in the shower and they're throwing all the maxi pads and tampons at her, like they're filming it, you know, so they can fucking make fun of her online too. You can't just make fun of people in person anymore. You got to do it online. So yeah, she's a laughing stock. And yeah, that's it. That's it. It's the same shit, except now, like, she's got, like, super Jean Grey powers. You know, she's making shit float around in her room, and everything's, like, real CGI, like, the shit floating and the shit moving around. It looks real shitty. The effects on it are just fucking dog shit.
They couldn't afford string, huh?
I guess not. You know, it's like fishing wire. You know, it's like,
not a filament.
Yeah, that shit. Not good. No, this is not a good movie. I remember digging the one that they made for TV. I don't know if it was on NBC. It was on one of the regular channels. I think it aired either one long night or two nights.
It was probably two nights because they love to do that shit.
Yeah, but I'm afraid to go watch that one again because I'm pretty sure if I see that one again, it's going to suck now. But this one, I don't think I would have ever liked it. It's just, it's not good, man. And the first original Carrie movie, that's not good either. You know, I don't give a fuck if it's a classic. That doesn't mean it's good. Nah, don't watch it. Skip it. Skip it, folks.
Rage Carrie 2 is pretty good, right?
I haven't seen that one. Maybe I have. I don't know.
The oldest son from Home Improvements or Rapist? I'm not saying he is in real life. In the movie Carrie, his character was a rapist.
Oh, all right. He was acting.
Yes, like a rapist.
Yeah.
I watched from the fine people at Severn Films, a movie I wanted to check out for a while that you said I wouldn't like. Joe, I don't like it. And that's The Changeling.
Oh, yeah. I knew you wouldn't like that one. This is a little too slow for you, Tom.
Yeah. And if it's not Frighteners, fuck a ghost story. I mean, nothing really happens in this except, I guess, they drown a naked kid. And I was like, I don't want to fucking see this shit. And then I rewound it, and I said, I don't want to see this shit. And then I rewound it and said, I don't want to see this shit.
Again.
And then I paused it. And then I just made some moans for a couple minutes. And then I rewound it and said, I don't want to watch this shit. Yeah.
You just don't like rocking chairs.
No, it was one of those old school wheelchairs.
Wheelchairs, there you go. Yeah, because I got one of those at the Corpus shop.
You do?
Yeah.
It has a very nicely decorated skeleton in it.
Hey, that's all we could afford.
Well, at the time, now you can upgrade. So,
yeah, you just don't like rubber balls, is what it is.
Well,
it's a very slow movie. I dig it. The movie The Ring takes a lot from this movie. You know, I didn't register that until I went back and watched The Changeling again. It's like, hey, they did this whole shit in the fucking Ring. Yeah. It's not for everybody. It's slow. Very
slow. The original or the remake?
The original.
Okay. But the remake took everything from the original.
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Rings. Yeah. What I can say about it is it is a very nice presentation. Look at that. I'm not a fan of slip covers or anything. But that's a nice looking slip cover.
It is.
So if you're into this, go to severn-films.com and get it. Or maybe, Joe, you could think of a way to give this away. If somebody would want it.
I'll think on it.
All right. And if this never gets given away, it's because Joe didn't come up with anything or nothing good. Or he just wants this. So we're going to pretend like we forgot and that never happened.
I got a DVD of it. I'm fine.
But you have it with this slip cover that all the kids love?
No, I don't have the slip.
See that shining shit?
That's pretty shiny. Good job, Severin.
I would say for the people on the Facebook page, I will post the YouTube video of this. And go subscribe to the YouTube page and comment on this episode's video saying why you should win. Or maybe we should send them to old Neon Black's page and have pick out one of his videos for them to reply to.
Yeah, I'd say if you can take a picture or a video of yourself doing a wheelie in a wheelchair, then yeah, you win automatically.
That's anybody with a wheel. It has to be one of those old timey wheelchairs.
Right. Yeah.
We'll figure something out. But I think it might be go post something on Neon Black's fucking. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. I'll pick a video. I don't know which one, but if you want to win this Blu-ray from Severin Entertainment of The Changeling, brand new, just released recently, Blu-ray copy comes with the soundtrack. Go to the DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Facebook page tomorrow, and we'll have it up for a week. So if you're on the fucking boygob.com feed, wherever you're listening to this, you'll have time to get to the Facebook page for DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast. Just search that and you'll find it. And there'll be a video of a gentleman smiling, and it'll be a movie review or something. It'll be Neon Black Reviews. You click on that video, and in the comments, you just comment Shazam. And then next week, Joe will pick one of those people to win this copy. How does that sound, Joe?
Sounds pretty complicated.
Well, it is. So if one person does that, which might not even happen, you have a good chance of winning. So hopefully a couple people will do it, just so we'll be like, what the hell are they telling Shazam about? So let's at least do that to confuse this guy.
I think so. He's going to end up thinking it's a request to do a review.
Hey, everybody. This is Neil, and I'm going to talk about the movie Kazam. We said Shazam, you fuck. But yeah, you should do it, because this is a very nice set. I just, I don't like the movie, but it's very nice, and I don't like slipcovers either. But hey, someone out there will like it. Maybe this will get you into collecting Severin films or it's what have you. It's got that
fancy piano on the soundtrack, so.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Okay, Tom.
Okay, Joe.
I finally fucking finished these Marvel movies.
Yes. No, you didn't.
Well.
So I want to see Shang-Chi.
And Black Widow. Avengers Endgame. Yeah. In the last movie, Thanos snapped his fingers and got rid of half of the people. They turned to dust, you know, including Spider-Man's and whatever. Mm. Tony Stark was trapped in space with Gamora or Gamora. And now here we are, you know. It's 5 years later. I don't know. The Avengers are avenging. Hawkeye's become Ronin. He's going fucking killing underground people, you know.
Killing shuds and shit.
Yeah, the killing old the, men. Yeah, the Morlocks. And then, yeah, they like Ant-Man fucking pops back out from under the
quantum realm.
The quantum realm. There you go. He was just real little. And
he was just a little guy.
And then he's like, hey, we can go back in time and get the Infinity whatever and redo all this. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. This movie's just fucking dumb. like all the other ones, all the action is just fucking animated. So they might as well have made the whole thing a cartoon, and maybe I would have like enjoyed that a lot more. I would have, you know, I didn't care for that Spider-Man, Spider-Verse thing. If they'd have made the animation like that for this, I would have enjoyed it a whole lot more, but they didn't. It's just these fucking it's just these people looking fucking old, you know, like, hey, you're too old for this fucking role. And you know, I figure that's why they're fucking getting rid of these fuckers and they're going to revamp everything or whatever. But there was just no tension to me. I didn't give a shit. When there's several scenes where they're just trying to pull on your heartstrings and they're like, I just, fuck, man, this is dumb. This
like is with real. The tacos and fucking shit. Dumb.
Yeah, the tacos.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that'd get you.
But stupid Hulk, which is supposed to be smart Hulk, but he just looks so fucking dumb here. He looks fucking dumb. And you can tell, like, they shy away from his hands a lot because they can't do them. They can't do his fucking hands. They look horrible.
Let him know, Joe.
This is a 3-fucking-hour movie.
Really, it's like a 6-hour movie. They just cut it in half.
Yeah. everybody comes back, and then they all fight the forces of Thanos, and Thor is all fat because he was scared or something. I don't know. And Iron Man, which we shouldn't even call him Iron Man because he's Tony Stark the whole time. He never wears his fucking mask. Yeah, he's one of these anti-maskers. All these fuckers. As soon as they pop up, hey, you know, there's me, Spider-Man's, you know, fuck my secret identity. Yeah, so Tony Stark dies and fucking Valkyrie's right there, but doesn't take him to Valhalla, you know, to say, hey, fuck you, you're dead. She becomes queen of fucking Asgard. Queen of who the fuck is she? She's a Valkyrie. What about everybody else that's back to life now? They couldn't be a fucking
queen of Asgard.
Yeah, why not? You know, Loki fucking disappears at some point and they never like explain his shit, but I guess he's got his show. And then they fucking explain that. I don't know. Captain America is an old man because he stayed in the past, but it didn't fuck up anything. It didn't fuck up any continuity, you know. Like that time he saved this person, like that still happened or something. Who fucking knows? Anytime you get into this time fucking travel thing, it's all fucking a big mess. And that's what this movie was to me. It's just a big fucking stupid 3-hour mess. And I fucking hate it. And fuck all of you that got this movie to make so much money so they can keep on making more bullshit like this. This is all your fucking fault. And I hate all of you too.
I loved it.
I know.
You don't have any water in there. Water. No, I definitely think Endgame was a better movie than this one. I didn't care for this one as much. I'm not a big fan of time travel movies. If you remember, our time travel movie list didn't go well. This one was probably on it, though. Probably at number one, realistically.
Probably.
Yeah, what happens? They go back in time, get the shit from Tony Stark's dad, and then Hulk hurts his arm and it's over?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. I don't know. Spider or fucking Captain America is a god now or some shit. I don't know. It was fucking...
No, he's worthy.
Yeah, worthy, whatever. How many people have picked that up in the comics? Everybody.
We'll everybody has fucking picked Hey, we'll get up. To that. Okay. All right. We'll get to that. But now you gotta swing back into action and do the new Spider-Man. Or not which, the new Spider-Man, but the next one is Spider-Man.
Which Spider-Man's is it? Far From Home?
Yeah, that's it. It's got Mysterio in it.
Did I watch that one? I don't know. I watched one I don't know, with this kid in it, and I don't know.
Was the one with the vulture?
Yeah, that's the one I watched, the vulture one. Okay, so this is after that?
It is.
Yeah.
With Mysterio.
If it's on Disney Channel, I'll watch it. I don't know if it is.
Might have to pick up that 4K Blu-ray, dog.
I don't think I'll be doing that.
It's got a good scene in there.
Now.
And then the new one's coming out in December, I think.
That's all I watched. That was enough. That was more than enough.
Well, have you ever seen Alone in the Dark?
I don't think so. The old one, the new one, either one, I haven't seen them.
No, this is an old one. This was before the one with the weird cover where the monster thing's holding its hands above its eyes and a set of lungs or some shit, whatever that cover is supposed to be.
So this one is kind of like a reddish cover or something?
No, the cover of this is like a guy's leg, like a guy standing, and it's like from his waist down, leg with an axe.
The kind of slasher type movie or whatever.
Okay. Yes. So this is kind of like a opposite. This is kind of like a Spider-Verse Halloween. Dr. Loomis is working at a sanitarium, but he's a real happy guy, borderline fucking dumb as shit. And he just sits around smoking weed all day, you know, trying to pretend like these people aren't fucking nuts. They are, Joe.
They are.
These people are fucking nuts. Martin Landau is like a preacher who burned his congregation up in the church while they were in it. And then I think it's Jack Palance. I can't remember. He's some guy who did something, probably killed people.
So it's a star-studded cast.
Yeah, because there's also big fat child molester guy. You know, stereotypical looking child molester guy.
Yeah.
He's in it. And then a guy who you don't see his face for plot reasons. They all escape, and they escape because the sanitarium is controlled by electricity. All the security systems is run on electricity. So there's a power outage. So they just escape. And then there's a riot going on since all the power in the town's out. So everyone's looting and shit. So they go to a guns and ammo place and get all that shit. And so the four escapees go to the new doctor's house because they think he killed the old doctor because, you know, they're crazy. So they're out for revenge on the old doctor who just got transferred somewhere else. It's not bad. There's some good stuff in there. It's not great, but I would say watch it. You might like it more than me. I didn't hate it. It's not in the for sale bin yet. The slip cover's off to the side, though, for when that goes out of print. But, yeah, it's worth a watch. Martin Landau's fucking nuts in it. I was thinking, man, if he was still alive or around, he might have been cool to see him take his whack, as you will, at Drayton Sawyer. He might be a good one for that, but we'll never know. We'll never know, Joe. Alone in the Dark, if you can find the Blu-ray for, let's say, under $15, or if you could just find the movie and watch it somewhere, I would say
that. Or if you could find a t-shirt at a site, you know, then do that.
HotTopic.com?
Not them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll never know then. Maybe up there or shit. Where is it? Up there?
Right up there.
Boygob.com. Go to fastcustomshirts.com. Get your Alone in the Dark homage shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Fan art, you fuck. It is. And then I watched just today, actually, because until Sunday, I guess, Target is having their buy two, get one free sale on DVDs, Blu-rays, books, and CDs. I guess records, too. And Amazon price matches that shit. So I got my first order in today. Thanks, Amazon. Suck a dick, Target. And one of the movies I got was The Borrower. The Borrower. Have you heard of this?
No.
So this isn't the John Goodman movie, The Borrowers.
Right.
It's not that one. This is about a serial killer alien. Sorry, serial killer's alien who, instead of being put to death, they transform him into a human and send him to Earth to live because that's a fate worse than death. And boy, don't we know. But like his body starts to break down, his human body, and his head will explode. His body will just break down, and then these crazy bladder effects and dummy heads will happen. And then his head will just fucking explode and he has to rip off other people's heads and put it on his. And he's just walking around with this big gash and blood all. It's great. How I've just seen this movie now is beyond me, but holy shit, is it fucking awesome. I would highly recommend. The best part in the movie is you'll know it if you watch it when you see it. When he gets that head on, when fucking you see, it's so funny. Highly recommended. Would recommend. It's got your boy Ray Dong Chong in it. So you'll enjoy it for that. But yeah, I would highly recommend watching The Borrower. It's on sale on Amazon right now. You can get it for about $16 shipped on Amazon Prime, and I would say that's a fucking steal. I'm going to go through the special features while I'm in the shop tomorrow. That includes the commentary track and everything. I'm trying to think of what I could compare it to, but I don't know. It's like... shit, I don't know, man. It's wild. It's good shit, though. I mean, an alien's fucking head will explode if he doesn't rip off other people's heads and put it on his body. I don't know what else you need to fucking hear. It's good shit.
Shouldn't have called it The Borrower. It's not, he's like not returning the heads, right?
No, he's not, but I don't know what else. The head ripping off alien.
Head stealer.
Yeah. Or if he had some name like Xandu or some fucking stupid alien name. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck you would call this movie. The Ripper.
Head Games.
There you go. Oh, but it's good shit. Like I said, would recommend. And that's a fact, Joe.
Is it? Is it?
It is.
A fact?
It is. No, it is. It is. All right, I guess I'll just go into this since I was hoping you would while I took a sip.
No, I'm not going into this.
All right, we watched episode 4 of season 1 of Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction, starring Don LaFontaine. I forgot to write.
Can't believe that it's just episode 4.
To be fair, it's like story 20.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, it seems like we've been reviewing this forever now. Yeah, more of the same shit. The billboard that wasn't there is the first story.
What happens in this one?
Some girls are driving down the road and like they're kind of lost, they think, and then they see a billboard for a restaurant that they want to stop and eat at. But they get to a dead end. And there's some creepy guy there, so they turn around, drive, and they get to another dead end. There's a cop there, tells them, "Hey, no, there was just a landslide, and you know, killed two, you know, covered two vehicles. And had y'all been just a few minutes earlier, y'all would have been in it too. But we were going to the restaurant because of the billboard. There's no billboard out there.
No fucking restaurant either. Yeah. You drunk bitch." And then they all said, "Oh my God." And then Josh Brolin came back holding some puppies.
Yeah. You like puppies? This kid did too.
So was that one? Now hold on. The one with the billboard. Is that a fact?
What do you think, Tom? I mean, of course it's got to be a fact. Yeah.
That's right. This happened.
In this one, I said they were all bullshit. Except for what we'll get to. The puppies is the next one.
I forgot to write them down. I think
the next one was the
lawyer.
The internet one. I think
this one was called email.
There's a lady at some, you know, fucking dickhead lawyer place, you know, trying to get her inheritance. And his secretary, who looks like she's been trying to, like, turn into
become a man
or something. Yeah. She says, "Hey, we got this email you need to look at." And the email from the guy that died saying, "That's not my daughter. You know,
Edward,
find my daughter." And the guy gets pissed off. Like, "What the fuck are you bringing this bullshit to me? You're forgetting to do this again."
He says it a little bit more like a lawyer.
Fucking ugly whore. So she says, "I'm determined to prove something's going on with these emails." And the emails keep coming. Like, "Find her. Find her." "Well, what's her name?" He tells her the name.
"Gulagalala.
Where does she live?" He tells her. So then she does some detective work by getting on the internet and finding the white pages and typing in that information. "Hey,
this was the late 90s. So.
I found her." Yeah, the other girl was the fucking the nurse just trying to rip off the money. And that's just fucking far-fetched, but it's true.
This really happened. There was a Jewish lawyer. Yeah. That's where they got the story based off of. Like we said before, these stories are just little pieces from something just that happened. They took that little piece. So they're just like, "Yes, this boy did have a dog." Mm-hmm. That's what they base a story around.
Yeah, so this kid, he's got this dog that his best buddy. They play football against the neighbor.
They play baseball. The dog's really good.
Yeah. Pitcher. They play hockey. This is like a fucking Air Bud. He does everything except doesn't know to run in the street when there's a fucking truck hauling ass. So the dog gets run over. They bury him in the yard. And then, just like the cat came back, the cat came back. Oh, fuck. But this one was bullshit. The heartwarming story was fucking bullshit.
"Do you believe the world's a good place?" "Nope, we made it up." Stupid bitch.
And that's his thing. "Nope, we made it up." Fucking ass.
And then he twists the puppy's heads around that he's petting. Oh shit. Fucking prick.
I don't remember what was after that one.
Well, it was a fact. I remember that.
Yeah, because the puppy one was the only one this episode that was a falsehood.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one? No, I was going to say, what was the one about drinking milk? What the fuck does that even mean? That's right. Someone once did drink milk. It's a fact. Yeah, I wish. I mean, I could look it up, but
you get the gist of it, folks.
That's what I was pretty excited about this when we started it. I blame it on not having Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah, so.
You don't remember what the last one was?
I don't. There's two more.
There is.
Yeah, there's two more. I don't remember. I just watched this shit 2 days ago. Like I said, this is the most forgettable show around.
It's fun when you're in it. Because everything sucks and you're playing a little game, but as soon as it's over, it just...
Yeah, it disappears from your mind.
Except that one with the octopus and the gorillas from Congo. Man, those are the best. Did she really get impregnated by an octopus?
Thanos had a fucking giant gorilla, too, on his team. It's fucking dumb. Fucking dumb
shit. Well, that was Sigor.
Yeah. What was it? From the McFarlane verse.
Well, join us next week where we'll hopefully we'll remember the stories from season 5 or episode 5. And I'll write them down. My bad on that, dog. Just my bad.
Season 5. But speaking of season 5, the Schemer. His desk is destroyed, but that's okay. He's got a fucking car. You know, that
he goes to a new hideout every day. It doesn't matter.
Heaters on the outside of the car to where the snow is not going to stop him. He's going to go and fucking, he's going to take the Kingpin down in his own home. Yeah.
Is he? Is this all going to happen in Amazing Spider-Man issue number 84?
It's not, because Spider-Man's gets there too. And the Kingpin seems to forget that the Schemer is there. The Schemer fucking forgets that he's there. Just disappears.
That's just because he has dementia.
Yeah. And Kingpin's just fighting Spider-Man's, and that's pretty much it. That's all we really get this issue, right?
Joe, just like beyond belief, this was very forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
I think the point of this one is, if I remember, Spider-Man sees that the Daily Bugle and someone else is offering $5,000 for the arrest of the Schemer. So that's what he does. He heads out because he needs money, and he says, I'm going to get the Schemer. And he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. So
tune in next issue, and he probably will. And then they'll be like, well, we need a name to put on the check.
And he's trying to figure out if he should tell Gwen Stacy, soon to be dead Gwen Stacy, whether he's Spider-Man's or not.
No, I thought it was a stupid idea. I never told him to do that.
That prick. Fucking lousy writer.
So you like comic book monsters?
I like at least 15 of them.
Is this a harder list for you to make than you thought it would be?
Yeah, towards the end it was. Like, I was running out. Like, at first it was just people I remembered. Then I had to, like, what other fucking monsters are there? And every list that I found online just had the same shit over and over and over. Like, nobody had anything outside of it. So I finally thought of some and filled this list up with, first of all, honorable mentions. You have the Marvel villain named the Vermin. He's like a rat dude and lives in the sewers and fucking runs around with rats. Fights Captain America and shit. Then I have the DC guy, Solomon Grundy. Fuck yeah.
Colton Grundy.
He was in the Challenge of the Super Friends, you know, part of the super villains guys that hung out in the swamp. Appropriate for Solomon Grundy. Then I have Abe Sapien, part of the Mignola-verse. Fucking, they're calling everything this verse. That, fuck them. But yeah, Abe Sapien's pretty cool. Then I have a whole group of them. the creature commandos, the DC creatures that would fought in World War II with the Allies. Then I have Bizarro, the imperfect version of Superman. I think he was also in Challenge of the Super Friends. Could be wrong.
Well, my honorable mentions, I have the alien race known as the Brood. That's because they look cool.
They do. They're ripoff of aliens, but they look pretty cool.
And then I have, because this can't make the list, Nate from Creepshow. It's from a comic book.
It is.
Fuck you. And then I have Morty, the ventriloquist dummy from Tales from the Crypt. But since I like the fucking TV show more than the comics, I just gave it an honorable mention.
Okay.
And then I have Kevin from Sin City. And then I have Hulk's number one villain, the Abomination.
Spooktacular.
Number 10.
And number 10, I have Marvel's version of Dracula. And this series ran like 100 issues, and it's pretty fucking good. You know why? Because Stan Lee's not writing it.
My number 10 is the one of many, many people to wield Mjolnirs, and that is Beta Ray Bill.
The Beta Ray Bill, for sure.
Got it. Number 9.
Number 9, I have Man Bat, Kirk Langstrom, who turned himself into a bat dude kind of guy. Yeah.
They made a real cool figure of him.
They did.
Number 9, I have someone who recently just had a very awful series on some platform that I can't remember what it was, but this is MODOK.
That was part of Halloween.
So did you not watch those yet?
No, I haven't watched those. I had no desire to.
You got to. It's a yearly tradition, Joe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about MODOK.
No, I'm talking about Halloween.
I don't think they did shorts this year, because I was looking for them the other day. I'm going to check again tomorrow, but I don't think they did.
So. Yeah. They better. It's a tradition, otherwise you got to write a letter.
Right. Or just make some up.
Okay. I'll never know.
Right. At number 8, I have the Dire Wraiths. These were the villains of Rom, Space Knight.
My number 8 is the man with the furry blue balls, and that is Hank McCoy, better known as the Beast.
I forget all about him. Good one.
Fucking prick. Mm-hmm. Fucking number 7.
At number 7, I have Anton Arcane, the villain of Swamp Thing. He's like a fucking demon now, and he fucked his own daughter. It's really.
That doesn't make you a monster.
He's a monster.
Just makes you a loving father. Number 7, Man Thing. That's all I got.
All right.
He didn't have sex with his kids, if that's what you wanted to hear.
He didn't. He just burns people that are afraid.
With acid or fire, you'll never know. It switches to whoever's writing this shit, because they didn't know.
I was going to have him on my list, but I read all those things again about a year ago, and yeah, they're not very good. And then that R.L. Stein one pissed me off. good art, though. A lot of good art in that series. At number 6, I have Frankenstein from DC Comics. Frankenstein, Agent of Shade. Fucking good book, and this version of Frankenstein's pretty cool.
Well, my number six, I have Marvel's Frankenstein. That's right, Frankencastle. Just kidding, it's Spawn. Number 5.
At number 5, I have the ever-loving blue-eyed thing.
You're a real piece of shit, Joe.
Ben Grimm.
Out of all the fucking people you don't call a monster, you're a real fucking piece of shit. That's so disrespectful and just fucked up.
He's a monster.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, that's fucked.
He is.
I specifically left him off the list because that's fucking just not
cool. You left him off because he's a Jew.
And that's, no.
You know how you get with that.
That, no, definitely yes. Not. Yes. That's
we know about up. Your anti-Semitic ways, and he made my list. Good on you, Ben Grimm.
He's crying somewhere.
Yancey Street is probably where.
Probably. My number 5 is the Ghost Rider. But not the one on the motorcycle, the one on the horse. The one in the car.
The one in the car.
No, it's the one we're thinking of. The one that hung out with Terror Inc. and Wolverine and Jubilee in that one series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Teamed up with Wolverine and the Punisher in that one shot.
Yep. Good stuff. Hot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Rider.
It's part of Wizard's top 10 hot books.
Love that wizard. Number 4.
Number 4, soon to take the theaters by storm, is Morbius. The Living Vampire. That movie's probably going to fucking suck, but I'll watch it.
Let me know how it is.
I will. Fuck. I'm not looking forward to it.
Me neither. My number 7 is the man who signs pictures of himself he gives his wife. And that's Kurt Connors, Lizard. Fucking prick.
Where's the
trench? I forgot what I saw recently. No, it was Venom. Venom 2. Fucking his ex-wife or his ex-girlfriend or whatever, Lady Venom. He has a signed picture of her. Do it. Oh, shit. That Lizard homage. I got it. Number 3.
At number 3, I have the Incredible Hulk.
Mm.
Not Red Hulk. Not Scar. Son of Hulk. Not whatever Hulk they have right now. I'm talking about the Incredible Hulk.
Well, my number 3 is a tie, Joe. Sorry. I have Violator. And I also have Clown.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that tie.
Number 2.
I have Etrigan the Demon. One of Jack Kirby's finest creations. One of my favorites, anyway.
My number 2, the Hulk. Not the Incredible Hulk.
Red Hulk.
Not Red Hulk or Rulk. Not Scar. Not the Immortal Hulk, which is going on now.
That's the one that's going on now. Yeah.
But Ang Lee's Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno.
Well, that would be my favorite one, but it's not in a comic book. He is a monster, though, but just not going to say it. You know it. I'm not going to say it, though. This is it, Joe. Number 1.
Number 1 should be no surprise. Swamp Thing.
Mm.
My favorite comic book monster?
My number one, yes. Tom Hardy is Venom. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, tune in next week where we do our top 10 movies with Asian representation. Let's get ready for that.
Get ready to talk some Star Trek.
Can't wait. Can't wait, Joe. Well, all right, everybody, remember, this week we'll pick a winner next week. So tonight, probably tomorrow, it'll probably be tomorrow. Look on the Facebook page, DWN Productions Terrible Horror Crap Podcast. Type that into the Facebook search engine, and then you will see a video from Neon Black Reviews. Click on that video. In the comments, just type Shazam. You can type Shazam and Boy Gob. Just don't harass the man.
No, don't do that.
Just type Shazam or Boy Gob just so he says, huh? And yeah, and then next week we'll see if anybody does it. And if two people or more do it, then you guys will have to fight each other in a ring to see who gets this Blu-ray copy of The Changeling from Severin Films. But just do that, and next week we will pick out somebody who actually did that shit too. Win a copy that you can't see if you're listening on boygob.com. So head on over to dwnproductions.net. Buy something. We'll not be there in time for Halloween, but fuck it. Then head on over to Fast Custom Shirts and buy something. Might not be in there in time for Halloween, but fuck it. And after that, you know, boygob.com, make sure to enter our bullshit little contest just so I can fucking go to that thing and then laugh at the three Shazam comments.
Listen, share, tell your family and friends all about it.
Or don't. Whatever. Boy Gob.